Chapter 2, in which Tigger comes to the forest and has breakfast. Winnie the Pooh woke up suddenly in the middle of the night and listened, and then he got out of bed and lit his candle and he stumped across the room to see if anybody was trying to get into his honey cupboard, and they weren't. So he stumped back again and he blew out his candle and then he got into bed. And then he heard the noise again. "Oh, is that you, Piglet?" he said. But it wasn't. "Oh, well, then come in, Christopher Robin," he said. But Christopher Robin didn't. "Well, tell me about it tomorrow, Eeyore," said Pooh sleepily. But the noise went on. "Row, row, 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 row," said whatever it was. And Pooh found that he wasn't asleep after all. "Oh, what can it be?" he thought. "There are lots of noises in the forest, but this is a different one. It isn't a growl, and it isn't a purr, and it isn't a bark, and it isn't the noise you make before beginning a piece of poetry, but it's a noise of some kind made by a strange animal, and he is making it outside my door, so I shall get up and ask him not to do it." And he got out of bed and he opened his front door. "Hello," said Pooh, in case there was anything outside. "Hello," said whatever it was. "Oh," said Pooh. "Hello." "Hello." "Oh, there you are," said Pooh. "Oh, hello." "Hello," said the strange animal, wondering how long this was going to go on for. And Pooh was just going to say hello for the fourth time when he thought that maybe he wouldn't. So instead he said, "Who is it?" "Oh, it's me," said a voice. "Oh," said Pooh. "Well, come here." And so, whatever it was, came here. And in the light of the candle, he and Pooh looked at each other. "I'm Pooh," said Pooh.
"I'm Tigger," said Tigger.
"Oh," said Pooh, for he had never seen an animal quite like this before. "Well, does Christopher Robin know about you?"
"Yeah, of course he does," said Tigger.
"Oh, well," said Pooh, "well, it is the middle of the night, which is a good time for going to sleep, and so tomorrow morning we'll have some honey for breakfast. Do Tiggers like honey?"
"Oh, they like everything," said Tigger cheerfully.
"Well, if they like going to sleep on the floor, then I will go back into bed," said Pooh, "and then we will do things in the morning. Good night." And he got back into bed and he went fast asleep. When he awoke in the morning, the first thing he saw was Tigger sitting in front of the glass and looking at himself. "Oh, hello," said Pooh.
"Hello," said Tigger. "I have found somebody just like me. I thought that I was the only one of them."
And Pooh got out of bed and he began to explain what a looking glass was. And just when he was getting to the interesting part, Tigger said,
"Oh, excuse me a moment, but there is something climbing out your table."
And then with one loud row, 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 he jumped at the end of the tablecloth and he pulled it down onto the ground and he wrapped himself up in it three times and he rolled onto the other end of the room. And after a terrible struggle, he got his head back out into the daylight again and he said cheerfully, "Have I won?" "That is my tablecloth," said Pooh, as he began to unwind Tigger.
"Yes, I wondered what it was."
"Well, this goes on the table, and then you put things on it."
"Why did it try and bite me when I wasn't looking?"
"I don't think that it did," said Pooh.
"Oh, it tried," said Tigger, "but I was too quick for it."
Pooh put the cloth back on the table, and he put a large honey pot on the cloth, and then they sat down for breakfast. And as soon as they sat down, Tigger took a big, large mouthful of honey, and he looked up at the ceiling with his head on one side, and he made exploring noises with his tongue, and considering noises, and, "Oh, what have we got here?" noises. Then he said, in a very decided voice,
"Tiggers don't like honey."
"Oh," said Pooh, and he tried to make it sound sad and regretful. "Oh, I thought that they liked everything."
"Yeah, everything except for honey," said Tigger.
Pooh felt rather pleased about this, and he said that as soon as he had finished his own breakfast, he would take Tigger around to Piglet's house, and Tigger could try some of Piglet's haycorns.
"Oh, thank you, Pooh," said Tigger, "because haycorns is really what Tiggers like best."
And so after breakfast, they went around to see Piglet. And Pooh explained, as they went, that Piglet was a very small animal, and he didn't like bouncing, and he asked Tigger not to be too bouncy, just at first. And Tigger, who had been hiding behind trees and then jumping out at Pooh's shadow when it wasn't looking, said that Tiggers were only bouncy before breakfast, and as soon as they had had a few haycorns, they became quiet and refined. And so, by and by, they knocked at the door of Piglet's house.
"Oh, hello, Pooh," said Piglet.
"Hello, Piglet, this is Tigger."
"Oh, is it?"
said Piglet, and he edged around to the other side of the table.
"Oh, I thought that Tiggers were smaller than that."
"Nah, not the big ones," said Tigger.
"Well, they like haycorns," said Pooh, "so that's why we have come for, because poor Tigger hasn't had any breakfast yet." And Piglet pushed the bowl of haycorns towards Tigger, and he said,
"Help yourself."
And then he got up close to Pooh, and he felt much braver, and he said,
Oh, so you are Tigger. Well, 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 in a careless sort of a voice. But Tigger said nothing because his mouth was completely full of acorns. After a long munching noise, he said, And when Pooh and Piglet said, What? He said, And then he went outside for a moment, and when he came back, he said firmly, Tiggers don't like acorns. Well, but you said that they liked everything except for honey, said Pooh.
Oh, everything except for honey and acorns, explained Tigger.
And when he heard this, Pooh said, Oh, I see. And Piglet, who was rather glad that Tiggers didn't like acorns, said,
Well, what about thistles?
Thistles, said Tigger, is what Tiggers like best.
Oh, well, then let's go along and see Eeyore, said Piglet.
And so the three of them went. And after they had walked and walked and walked, they came to the part of the forest where Eeyore was. Hello, Eeyore, said Pooh. This is Tigger. What is? Said Eeyore. This, explained Pooh and Piglet together, and then Tigger smiled his happiest smile and said nothing. And Eeyore walked all around Tigger one way, and then he turned and he walked all around him the other way.
What did you say that it was? He asked.
Tigger.
Oh, said Eeyore.
He has just come, explained Piglet.
Oh, said Eeyore again. And then he thought for a long time, and he said, When is he going?
And Pooh explained to Eeyore that Tigger was a great friend of Christopher Robin's who had come to stay in the forest, and Piglet explained to Tigger that he mustn't mind what Eeyore said because he was always gloomy, and Eeyore explained to Piglet that on the contrary he was feeling particularly cheerful this morning, and Tigger explained to anyone who was listening that he hadn't actually had any breakfast yet.
Oh, yeah, I knew there was something, said Pooh. Tiggers always eat thistles, and so that's why we came to see you, Eeyore. Oh, no, don't mention it, Pooh.
Oh, no, Eeyore, I didn't mean that I didn't want to come see you.
Oh, yes, quite, quite. But your new stripy friend, naturally he wants his breakfast. What did you say his name was?
Tigger.
Oh, well then, come this way, Tigger.
And Eeyore led the way to the most thistly-looking patch of thistles that there ever was, and he waved a hoof at it.
Oh, just a little patch that I was keeping for my birthday, he said. But after all, what are birthdays? They're here today and gone tomorrow, so help yourself, Tigger.
And Tigger thanked him and he looked a little bit anxiously at Pooh.
Are these really thistles? He whispered.
Yes, said Pooh.
What Tiggers like best?
Yeah, that's right, said Pooh.
Oh, I see, said Tigger. So he took a large mouthful
and he gave a large crunch.
Ow,
said Tigger, and he sat down and he put his paw in his mouth.
Oh, what is the matter? Asked Pooh.
Hot, mumbled Tigger.
Your friend, said Eeyore, appears to have bitten on a bee.
But Pooh's friend stopped shaking his head to get the prickles out and explained that Tiggers actually didn't like thistles.
Oh, well then why did you bend a perfectly good one? Asked Eeyore.
Hang on, you said, began Pooh, you said that Tiggers like everything except for honey and acorns.
And thistles,
said Tigger, who was now running around in circles with his tongue hanging out. And Pooh looked at him sadly.
Oh, what are we going to do? He asked Piglet.
But Piglet knew the answer to that, and he said that at once they must go and see Christopher Robin.
Oh, you will find him with Kanga, said Eeyore,
and he came close to Pooh, and he said in a loud whisper, Could you ask your friend to do his exercises somewhere else?
I shall be having lunch directly, and I do not want it bounced on just before I begin. A trifling matter and very fussy of me, but we all have our little ways, don't we?
And Pooh nodded solemnly, and he called out to Tigger, Come along, we'll go and see Kanga. She's sure to have lots of breakfast for you. Tigger finished his last circle, and he came back to Pooh and Piglet.
Hot, he explained, with a large and friendly smile. Come on, come on.
And then he rushed off. Pooh and Piglet walked slowly after him, and as they walked, Piglet said nothing, because he couldn't think of anything, and Pooh said nothing, because he was thinking of a poem. And when he had thought of it, he begun.
What shall we do about poor little Tigger? If he never eats nothing, he'll never get bigger. He doesn't like honey and acorns and thistles because of the taste and because of the bristles and all the good things which an animal likes have the wrong kind of swallow or too many spikes.
He's quite big enough anyhow, said Piglet.
Well, he isn't really that big.
Oh, he just seems so.
And Pooh was so thoughtful when he heard this, and then he murmured to himself, But whatever his weight, in pounds, shillings, and ounces, he always seems bigger because of his bounces. And that is the whole poem, he said. Do you like it, Piglet?
Yeah, all except for the shillings, said Piglet. I don't think that they should be in there.
Oh, well, you know, they wanted to come in after the pounds, explained Pooh, so I just let them. That's the very best way to write poetry, you know, just letting things come in.
Oh, I didn't know, said Piglet. Tigger had been bouncing in front of them all of this time, turning around every now and again to ask, "Is this a way?" And now, at last, they came in sight of Kanga's house. And there was Christopher Robin, and Tigger rushed up to him. "Oh, there you are, Tigger," said Christopher Robin. "I knew you would be somewhere." "I've been finding things in the forest," said Tigger, importantly. "I have found a Pooh and a Piglet and an Eeyore, but I cannot find any breakfast." And Pooh and Piglet came up and they hugged Christopher Robin and they explained what had been happening. "So do you know what Tigger's like?" asked Pooh. "Well, I expect if I thought very hard I should," said Christopher Robin. "But I thought that Tigger knew."
"Yes, I do," said Tigger. "Everything there is in the whole world except for honey and acorns. And what were those hot things called?"
"Thistles."
"Oh yeah, I knows."
"Oh, well then Kanga can give you some breakfast." And so they went into Kanga's house. And when Roo has said, "Hello, Pooh," and "Hello, Piglet," once, and "Hello, Tigger," twice, because he had never said it before and it sounded quite funny, they told Kanga what they wanted and Kanga said very kindly, "Well, go and look at my cupboard, Tigger, dear, and see what you would like." Because she knew at once that, however big Tigger seemed to be, he wanted as much kindness as Roo. "Oh, should I go and have a look too?" said Pooh, who was beginning to feel a little bit 11 o'clock-ish, and he found a small tin of condensed milk, and something seemed to tell him that Tigger's didn't like this either, so he took it off into the corner by itself, and he went with it to see that nobody interrupted it. But the more Tigger put his nose into this and his paw into that, the more things he found which Tigger's didn't like. And when he had found everything in the cupboard, and he couldn't eat any of it, he said to Kanga,
"Well, what happens now?"
But Kanga and Christopher Robin and Piglet were all standing around Roo watching him have his extract of malt. And Roo was saying, "Oh, must I?" And Kanga was saying, "Oh, now, Roo, dear, you remember what you promised."
"What is that?"
whispered Tigger to Piglet.
"Oh, it is his strengthening medicine," said Piglet. "He hates it."
So Tigger came closer and he leant over the back of Roo's chair and suddenly he put out his tongue and he took one large glollop. And with a sudden jump of surprise, Kanga said, "Oh!" And then she clutched at the spoon again just as it was disappearing and she pulled it safely back out of Tigger's mouth. But the extract of malt had gone.
"Oh, Tigger dear," said Kanga. "He's taken my medicine! He's taken my medicine! He's taken my medicine!"
sang Roo happily, thinking that this was a tremendous joke. And then Tigger looked up at the ceiling and he closed his eyes. And his tongue went around and around his chops, just in case he had left any outside. And a peaceful kind of smile came over his face. And he said,
"Ah, so that is what Tigger's like."
Which explains why he always lived at Kanga's house afterwards. And he had extract of malt for breakfast, dinner and tea. And sometimes, when Kanga thought that he wanted strengthening, he had a spoonful or two of Roo's breakfast after meals as a medicine.
"But I think," said Piglet to Pooh, "I think that he has been strengthened quite enough already."